the start of the penultimate part of the piece. We are slowly going forwards to the end, and each idea that easily arises suggests the next idea. Repetition here is limited to occasional words and phrases or the echoes of ideas. These repetitions, when they occur, are a device to heighten or erode an image as it passes. They are a moment of recognition for the audience in a sea of change. The pleasure of the familiar can guide us through any landscape, including the landscape of language, the pattern of what allows me to recognize your face in a crowd and for you to recognize mine. When we speak in unison, you are hearing the same thing twice simultaneously, which reveals small differences in our voices and personalities. The size of a nose and the folds of a chin are amplified precisely in relation to the similarities we identify in the face you are studying. The smaller the degree of difference in a field of activity, the more we perceive what is different. We are slowly going forwards to the end, and each idea that easily arises suggests the next idea. Repetition is a device to intensify or erode something by showing it more than once. Replication of a phrase of music can arrive at a rapturous longing for more. A melody heard often enough can arrive at a heightened meaning that has passed through boredom into a state of grace. The return of a phrase out of everything, words repeated, arrive eventually at incantation, and movements, when looped, solidify itself into something that hovers between marching and abandon. Repetition is one way of arriving at rhythm. We are now a little after the start of the penultimate part of the piece. We're moving slowly forwards towards the end.